One of the big programs that was big across the Hunter in the 80s particularly was Neighbourhood Watch, and it's making a comeback in the Rutherford-Aberglasslyn area. Talking with us about that is from Maitland Council, Henry Miskaskis. Good morning, Henry. Let's go back in time just a little bit. What was the reasoning that Neighbourhood Watch was disbanded over a decade ago?
It was that the numbers of the Neighbourhood Watch fell right down to virtually nil, and they just couldn't keep going, and it just faded away without community support.
So that was the actual reason. It was a case of it was big for a while and then people just phased out of the program. There is, of course, a push to bring it back in the West Maitland area. What has been behind that push at the moment, Henry, from council?
Yeah, it has. I'm on a couple of Facebook pages in the Rutherford, Aberglasslyn, Tallaght, Rutherford area, and it's consistent. We have incidents that happen, like cars broken into, stolen property out of yards. It's just becoming a nightmare where we have also children walking around everywhere day and night and early in the late early morning hours. And it's become a situation where we need this reported to our police so we can get action. And I'm on the community group with the police department. We talk over these incidents every 3 months. So it's a situation where we have to, in some way, take back our control over our suburbs within Maitland. And I live in the Rutherford area, and I represent the Rutherford area. So to me, it's very important that people are safe and don't feel intimidated, and they also not frightened to go out, do some shopping and whatever else activities they've got to do without fearing that an incident might happen while they're out from home.
Yeah, so sadly, Henry, there is a need in the area for it. Neighbourhood Watch, a very tried and tested plan from the past there. How has the reception been from the community to the announcement that Neighbourhood Watch is back?
No, there's been a lot of good comments. The people want to join on the Facebook and just walking around the shopping centre. Phone calls I've received. So it's a big plus, and the enthusiasm shown by all these people is really encouraging, and I'm pretty sure we'll have it up and running shortly, and we'll have our action plans in place to deal with all this incidents we're having within that area.
And Henry, just very quickly, what sort of households are you looking for? What are the sort of people that you want to sign up to the program?
People who are just vigilant, can take down a car number plate or ring a phone number. I'll be calling shortly a public meeting will be held probably in the Rutherford area there, maybe at the bowling club. And we'll go in there and we'll see, can we sign a lot of people up. We'll have administrators and we'll have working people. And today, with the new concept with the media, with social media, easier than walking the streets, and it'll make it a lot easier for everyone concerned, and it'll be a great success for us in our area.
Thank you very much, Henry Miskaskis from Maitland City Council, and good luck with the program. Like we said earlier, very sad that we need it, but it is a tried and tested program returning to the Rutherford-Aberglasslyn area very, very soon.